In the unseen bowels of Garsla Castle, the Zeldar Ophelia and Jean have learned that Mariana has several boxes of letters from a man called Antonio. Shall we have a look at these letters then?
Good idea.
I'll open some boxes.
These look pretty ancient.
Yes, looks like the original box. This is the first letter he ever wrote me.
What does it say?
It's about when those nuns moved in. Remember them?
The cheek of it, turning my castle into a convent.
Crosses everywhere.
Couldn't move for crosses.
It's a miracle none of us got seriously burnt.
Good thing Antonio was around to help us frighten them off, really, what with all the crosses in the way.
Yes, he really put the willies up then.
Quite literally in a few cases.
I'll never forget waking up that night to find the place filled with the smell of... What was it they were cooking?
Vegetable broth. Ew, yuck.
Took me 3 years to get the smell of it out the curtains.
Yes, but largely because it took you 3 years to get around to trying.
I remember there were so many of them that we hid in our crypt for 5 nights, just waiting to be discovered.
And then the door opened.
And we thought that was it for us.
And there he was.
Antonio.
Oh, Antonio.
I liked him.
What was it he said?
Hello, ladies. What seems to be the trouble?
That's it.
I'd thought I'd never wanted to see him again after he vanished the last time, but I don't think I've ever been more thrilled to see anybody in all my 900 years.
It was pretty thrilling.
Nuns and crosses, eh? Leave this to me.
I helped. I showed him where all the secret passages of the castle were.
They spent ages trying to work out where the noises were coming from. I thought they were going to start tearing down the walls at one point.
I must admit, his haunting was rather effective. But you really shouldn't have shown him where my family jewels were kept, Ophelia.
He was so sweet kidnapping the odd nun for us to feed on.
Among other things. Remember Sister Mary Catherine? The things that woman could do with her tongue.
How many exorcisms did they do before they gave up and ran away?
4.
Ha! The fools.
It was a shame he left as well, though.
And an even bigger shame that he stole all my money.
However he left, it was just as well he'd come back for me and got rid of those nuns.
It was me he came back for, Marth.
Actually, I think you'll find that he came back for me.
He didn't come back for me.
He definitely came back for me.
Mariana, he did not come back for you.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He came back because he loved me.
Oh, please.
If he loved anyone, it was me.
Come off it. He didn't even like you.
What? He didn't like me?
Did I just hear that rain starting?
Not ever. Not even a little bit.
I didn't say that.
But that's what you meant.
Not necessarily.
I can't believe he never liked me. I know it all ended badly, but I thought there were times. Well, we... You know.
There were definitely times. I've read all about them.
He wrote to you with personal details of our affair.
I'm fairly certain I can hear Ray.
That's it. I'm reading the rest of those letters. Open the boxes. All of them.
It'll take ages to read them all.
I don't care. So when exactly did you turn Antonio?
The night he left, as a thank you for saving us from the nuns, and for letting me...
I don't need the details.
Maybe I should turn Clive.
And what exactly makes you think that Clive would want to be turned?
He said I'm the kind of girl he could see himself finally settling down with.
Really? And was that before or after you chained him up in a basement and started drinking his blood?
Before. But I'm sure he still feels the same way.
Right. When was the last time you replied to him, Mariana? The recent ones seem increasingly obsessive.
What can I say? Once you've had a taste of this, nothing else will do.
You've not responded for a while, then.
Treat him mean, keep him keen and all that.
Have you actually read them, though?
Of course I have. I was very thorough.
And you didn't think to tell us that he's publishing his memoirs?
What? Let me see that.
Ooh, am I going to be in a book?
I must have missed this one.
He mentions it in these five as well. In this one, he says that as he hasn't heard from you, he assumes we don't mind if he includes the part we played in his history. Then he makes some rather obscene comments that I'm not going to repeat.
I'll just take that one.
Well, we don't mind, do we?
Yes, Ophelia, we mind.
Why?
Because if he writes about us, then people are bound to come looking for us.
What will happen if Antonio publishes his memoirs? What will happen if Ophelia turns Clive? And what will happen if I kindly get my mother off the phone? Perhaps we will learn next time.